Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The one thing I wanted to be able to talk about, I don't know if we'll have time to even talk about it fully, we may have to talk about it in the next hour, is Vietnam. You know, we've talked about that earlier, and I mean, do you think about what happened in Vietnam? The whole thing was based off of, in the natural sense, against communism. And the fear of the leaders at that time, starting with John F. Kennedy, his vice president who took over after his assassination, LBJ, Richard Nixon after him, or a little Ford moment. And and so the fear of communism. And communism is the it's a godless government. And for our perspective of a Christian follower of Jesus Christ, we are, you know, bipolar opposites of a godless government. That's not what we want to be a part of. But our government doesn't change no matter what. Our government in the kingdom of God doesn't change no matter what happens with the governments of men, because the government of God is in our heart. And so the sphere of communism, when they saw North Vietnam, this Asian country, they had a desire to be able, they were communists, and they wanted to come down and take over South Vietnam. And so we got over there involved. We're just not going to get, we're not going to get in a battle. We're just going to go over there and give them weapons. So we saw at that time, Americans saw, the leaders did, that the way you defeat communism, you defeat it by bullets, and you defeat it by bigger bombs than someone else, and bigger airplanes and tanks. And so they gave these tanks and used these and aircraft and everything to South Vietnam. And they found that that didn't defeat communism, because the North Koreans continued to replenish and, and come after them. They said, this is a big foe. We're going to have to go and bomb them for the North, these communists, basically. That's what they're saying, really. And that we have to bomb them for 8 weeks straight to show them that this ain't going to happen. We got to show them the arrogance of America, right? That we are bigger and this ain't going to happen. And in that, they did it. And they noticed after the first week of bombing that we'll make this available to your our sources of this so you can check them out yourself, you know, check everything that we're saying. But after the first week, they realized these people are resilient. They're going to come back again, and they bombed them again. They bombed them again. But while they were doing this eight-week bombing, they said, you know what, we know we have no boots on the ground, but we're going to need some boots on the ground in South Vietnam to protect the weapons that we gave the South Vietnamese. So now boots came on the ground. That's what you're hearing today, no boots on the ground. But remember, this is all about stopping communism. And then they said, well, since there's no borders in this war, how are we going to define whether we're winning the war against communism? And this is what they decided. They decided we will actually define winning the war based off how many human beings we kill. That was their measurement, you know, how many people, how many body count. Not land or anything of that nature. It's just how many people were killed. Thinking that that's going to win the battle against communism. And, of course, that didn't work. And then the general goes, whoever the general was at the time, goes to LBJ, President Lyndon B. Johnson's ranch, I believe, in Texas. And he has a conversation with him. I think McNamara was the Secretary of Defense at that time. And whatever he said to LBJ, LBJ basically commits to, I'll give this man anything he wants. And that's when this huge escalation of American boys, average age 22 years old, begin to go fight a war that they didn't even enlist in, but they got drafted to. So we're talking about, you know, Vietnam and how we got in this. It was a war against communism. Communism is a godless government. And so in fear of more consequences of godless governments, America went to fight this war. And now whatever this general said to LBJ, troops start coming in by the thousands now. It started off with 4 deaths, and it's like, we got so upset, we sent more people to kill 8 deaths of our soldiers. And it's like, okay, let's just send 1,000 so more people. And it was just like, what are we doing? And we're fighting communism. And we don't even teach, but back then, by the way, everybody went through school and they learned ABC, Americanism versus Communism, and why it was a not a good thing. And so, a long story short, you know, we just kept, you know, fighting and losing, fighting and losing, fighting and losing. And a lot of different initiatives that you hear about today was learned in Vietnam. But what we did was we also pushed what was in North Vietnam, the communism, down into Cambodia. And that's where Pol Pot came from. Some people may have saw the movie Killing Fields sometime back, but that is the consequences of Vietnam, where mm-hmm. it pushed down into Cambodia. The weaponry and everything was being kept there, and they transitioned power over to they're teaching the South Vietnamese how to do what they've been doing, just like we're doing into the Iraqi people. And just like what happened in the Iraqi people when ISIS came down and everybody they didn't have what it took to be able to defeat the enemy, that when the South Vietnamese, and you've got to see this documentary. We're going to make this available to you in the VFN Torch, mm-hmm. access to it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Take the time to learn a little bit of history. Maybe we won't repeat it.
Right.
And these soldiers... These soldiers who went and fought in Vietnam, oh my goodness, amazing men, amazing young men, huge sacrifice, willing to lay their lives down for a unclear purpose and vision against an enemy you really could never defeat, because it's not about people, it's not about body counts, it's about a godless belief, a godless government. And so finally they say, okay, we're going to teach the South Vietnamese. They were told you have to do this from Richard Nixon. You're going to have to, you know, teach these guys how to handle it. We're going to give them all the weapons and we're going to take off because I want to be another term of presidency. That didn't work out too well, but mm-hmm. That's what the whole goal was. So we threw all these big bazookas in these, you know, there weren't children, they were grown men, but it's just like, if you're immature in how to use them, because these guys were like rice paddy farmers. Mm-hmm. They were not like mechanical people. Mm-hmm. And they went and had their first battle and they failed with it. They failed miserably when they went into Cambodia to be able to come after the sources. And our soldiers had to go rescue them. And it was a beautiful, you got to see this, how caring the soldiers were and wanting to empower them. And they rescued them. They brought them back. They said they knew this is a failure. This did not work. This transition did not work. Mm-hmm. They cannot do this. And then the president goes on the TV, President Nixon goes on the television the next day and says, it was a great success. Everything's great. We're going to have all of our troops out of there. And even though it was a failure, and 2 years later, Vietnam fell to communism, the North Koreans. Mm. And all those weaponry and all that stuff. And the thing was, in Cambodia, lost 25% of its population killed by Pol Pot, as he killed everybody that had any kind of wisdom, any kind of knowledge, any mm-hmm. kind of faith. And he said that God is dead and that today is year zero. That's what Pol Pot did. Wow. And right in the neighboring Cambodia, where they're selling children today, as we talked about, to sex slavery, you understand when you see the history how somebody could do that. And so it didn't work. But we spent, according to records, and we'll have it sourced for you on the VFN Torch, but we spent in that war, 150, you know, these are the estimates, over $150 billion. We put twice as many bombs that were bombed on Germany in World War II. $150 billion trying to fight communism, mm-hmm. the godless form of government. And it's like, why not? Okay, that didn't work, right? Mm-hmm. You know what it makes me think about, you know, Ephesians chapter 6. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing today, and I want to make sure we cover this in the time that we have left, but Ephesians chapter 6, he says in verse 10, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. Communism is nothing but a devil's scheme. That's all this is, just a scheme of the devil. For our struggle is not against Pol Pot. Our struggle is not against North Cambodia. Our struggle is not against all these different mm-hmm. forms of, you know, whatever. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to In the day of evil, when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand against and stand your ground and stand against every scheme of the devil. And when you've done everything to stand, stand. And he talks about the armor of God and the shield of faith. If you want to defeat a godless society, the antithesis of a godless society is a society that honors God.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, what we have to do is what Paul did, what Peter did, what Mark did, what those have gone before us did. We have to begin to understand we don't defeat, as Christians, our job is not to go in there and blow people up and give a body count, period. You know, we may have to defend ourselves if a nation, as a nation and that type of thing. I mean, you have to defend yourself. But this was an offensive move to be able to stop communism in Vietnam. This wasn't like, oh, we're in fear, you know, although they said this is like dominoes of one a nation goes to communism, then another one, another one, another one. Mm-hmm. The thing is that, what about this? Think about this. He says, if somebody tells you the kingdom of God is out there, it's out there. He says, don't worry about it, because the kingdom of God is actually inside of you. We're like kingdom containers. And so God, when you're a believer, God dwells inside of you. And what he tells us to do, he says, how will anybody even believe in him, in God, if nobody tells them? So in other words, how is this communist nation ever going to not be a communist nation if somebody doesn't go tell them about me? Secondly, he says, how is somebody going to tell them, how are they going to hear about who I am if nobody tells them? And if nobody's sent, how is somebody going to tell them? And this is how you defeat communism. You defeat communism by you yourself not promoting godless governments. And submitting to the government, you know, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We're free to follow Jesus Christ. And when we make him the Lord of our life, he says to go into Vietnam, you know, go into China, go into Iraq, go into Iran, go into Brazil, go into all the countries, all the nations of the world, and make disciples. It's the way that we would have won. Imagine just taking, instead of taking the $150 billion that was spent estimatedly in Vietnam, mm-hmm. imagine if we would have taken, I don't know, $10 billion. I mean, the first Bibles printed in America were printed by the Congress. You know, what we're doing ain't working. Imagine if we go back to our roots and say, you know what, let's just say, you know, the church in America, this is our goal, to take this thing down. We're going to send $10 billion with these missionaries to go tell them about Jesus Christ. We're going to buy their plane ticket. We're going to get their clothing, and it's not going to be over the church, but we're going to just give it and let them go. And guess what? You can turn a nation. You can turn a city. You can turn a world in their hearts to leave communism, because they find out, you know what? There's no such thing as a godless world. There's God who created everything, and he gave his Son for us. And if I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, then he'll forgive me. He'll bring me into the family, and I want him to be the God over my life. I want him to be the God over my nation. And that alone causes the population in that particular nation to say, we don't want communism, because God's not dead. He's alive, and Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father today. That's how you defeat communism.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.